start by saying this is Matt Witkowski interviewing Louis Baltz at his home on the 15th of November, 2009 in Paris, France, card number Baltz 01-2009. Thank you very much for agreeing to the interview. I'm going to start with some basic background. You grew up in Southern California, is that right?
Yes.
And went to school both for your undergraduate and graduate degrees in California. Did you look at any other places than San Francisco Art Institute for the graduate work in Claremont, or how did you decide to go there?
Well, actually, I had it in my mind that I just wanted to be an artist and go make my art. And I quite had enough of schools after high school. The Vietnam War and the draft changed all of that for me, and I think many, many other people. Given the choice of living my own life and going to school, I've lived my own life. Given the choice of being conscripted or going to school, I would go to school. So the first place that I went to school, having completely, what's the English word for raté?
Failed.
Blown my high school years, largely through, probably less through malfeasance and nonfeasance. That is, I just didn't show up. The only place that would accept me was a community college. This wasn't so bad at that time because we'd just begun, I mean, really for the first time, and I guess it continues now, to see the situation where people can, there's a glut of qualified teachers. So I went to this charming little community college near Carmel, Monterey Peninsula, and discovered that about half the faculty were young. Many had recently received doctorates from Ivy League schools, and this was the best job they could get.
I mean,
big universities, four-year universities, were full up. Everything was full up. So, I mean, my English professor was a...
So no need to look far afield. Great talent right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't such a good deal for the talent, but,
great for the students.
But, nevertheless,
let me just pause one second to make sure we're